Food for Souls has a goal to break ground by this October on a tiny home community of 15 to 20 units. Outreach associate Leon Longard says they've been researching similar communities in Washington, Oregon, Wisconsin, and even Muncie, Indiana. Longard says there's a huge need to help get people off the streets.
When you're looking at 144 square feet, is that a permanent housing solution for somebody? I mean, I know people that are living in our camps in down on the river and other places. They've built shacks and they've been happy there for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years already. So that may be enough for them. But for some people, I think they would get to a point that they would want to move on.
Longard says they've been in contact with the city about the possible use of former mobile home parks with utilities already on site, though no site has been determined. He says there's a lot still to be worked out, and one of the biggest battles they're expecting is pushback from potential neighborhoods. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dineen.